Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I did a teaching on this yesterday, actually, and I don't know why I'm so interested in it, but I mean, it is just such a blessing what Christ did for us in order that we can live with this newness of life with the Holy Spirit. The fact that you have Holy Spirit once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have access to that. It's whether or not you use it. And I'm just very, very thankful that we don't live under the bondage or servitude to the law. It's not about your acts, which I'm going to go over today. But that God just gave His Son in order that we can live this way. And it's just, I'm very, very thankful for it. Not to mention, He protects us. The way He protected my brother is a miracle. The way He protected me, like, I really shouldn't be here based on the myocarditis I had. I mean, there's so many different situations where God steps in. And I'm thankful for it. If you go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now not one condemnation, not one judgment against them which are remaining within Christ Jesus." The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt absolutely be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, safety or preservation. There's therefore now not one judgment against. If you're condemning yourself, it might be that godly grief working a change in your moral position, working you to change. But you are righteous in God's eyes. You're going to heaven, and God looks at you as upright because He looks at you through the Spirit. Verse 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life," or the spiritual law of life remaining within Christ Jesus, "hath freed me from the law of sin and the state of death." The laws are spiritual. They're not carnal. They're not five senses. It's natural for us to be enmity against what God wants for us. But there is a law, the spiritual law, that was given to our forefathers, or to Abraham and to his seed, that was spiritual, telling him what not to do, showing him what sin was. But right now we are freed from that law, and we have a new spiritual law of life. Verse 3, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh," in that carnal nature. There had to be a sacrifice. The minute that Adam transgressed against God, it was already in the works in order to get us redeemed. By one man, sin entered into the world, and by one man, sin was removed. We are bought out. The sacrifice is paid for, man. And it's all because of Christ Jesus. I'm thankful. I can't even imagine what He went through. Verse 4, "that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled or accomplished in us." The uprightness of the law. In God's eyes, if you were to walk completely upright, that the uprightness in the law might be fulfilled or accomplished in us who walk not in parallel motion with the flesh or the old nature, but in parallel motion or after the Spirit or new spiritual nature. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous, you're born new, you're born a son of God. And when you walk in that spiritual nature, you walk towards life and no longer under the carnal nature, which walks towards corruption. Verse 5, "for they that are after are in parallel motion with the flesh, do mind the things," or set their affection on, "things of the flesh," or of the nature, of that old nature. "But they that are after," or in parallel motion with the Spirit, that new spiritual nature, "the things of the Spirit." The carnal nature is five senses. And when you think in five senses and you act in five senses, that's the motion you have. That's the parallel motion you have in your life. Those are the fruits that are going to be created. God set it up that fruits can only yield that in and of itself. You can't have an apple tree yielding oranges. It yields apples. So if you walk in the carnal nature, if you walk by your five senses, you're going to reap five senses. But if you sow in the Spirit, if you sow spiritually, you're going to reap spiritually. And once you start to walk in that and get into God's rest, where you cease from your works as He did from His, it's a different type of life. You see life. You see truth. You have the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, that you are. It's a wonderful place to be. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity or adverse or in direct opposition towards God. That five senses mind is in opposition towards God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And the reason why is because the law is spiritual. We walk spiritually. And that's why you have to renew and renovate your thoughts. That's why you have to renew and renovate your mind. The thoughts are going to come, but what do you do with them? Do you capture every thought and bring it to Christ? You got to capture the things that are going on in your mind. You got to renew it and renovate it with what the Word says. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things through prayers to God and prayers of personal need, which are supplications, let your specific requests be declared unto God. And God's peace, surpassing understanding or surpassing thought, will guard or fortify you through Christ Jesus. You're not to live in anxiousness. And that's not normal. Good luck. You have to renew your mind to what the Word says. And it's wonderful that we have that opportunity. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers, pray the small prayers. But when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's biblical. And you do that with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for protecting my brother and how you came through in such a huge way. I thank you for saving his life and getting him his function back, and even to the detail of having full motion and his fingers and everything and feeling. The details are incredible. I thank you for for the next couple months or whatever, however long it takes, that you get me through the labor or whatever is going to need to happen in order to keep the business going, and that it's a smooth transition, that it's not too much stress on anybody. I thank you again for the opportunity to do what you do, and I thank you for your Word, how it produces peace in my life, and hopefully it produces peace in other people. And I just ask that you continually open up your Word to me, that I can work it and understand it and teach it to whatever, however you want me to do that. And I ask you to open every door and to close every door. And again, I thank you for the opportunity for this life and just for being here. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.